Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to the one, the only Wrestling Daft. No, I am not Rab Florence. If I was Rab Florence, I'd be saying things like 11 and up the road. But
Walter.
That's the other one. That's the other one. I'm not Rab Florence, but he is Grado. How are you, Graham?
I'm all right, champ. What are you saying to it? I see you putting your football socks on. You're going out for your playing a game of fives tonight.
I am playing fives tonight.
How do you manage to date when you do breakfast radio, doing that at night?
I don't know, Grado. I really.
What time do you end up getting to your bed?
When I'm playing fives or sevens, about 10:30 at night. But then you're buzzing, like, because you've just played fives and sevens and, you've kind of adrenaline going, I guess it's the same when you wrestle and you come back in from a wrestling gig. It's hard to sleep, isn't it?
You just want to take drugs.
There is that.
I don't. What I was going to say, no, but surely when you come in for the fat bit, you don't want a wee bit of roasted cheese or toasted cheese?
There's nothing better, at night than a slice of roasted cheese. It's a perfect kind of nighttime, kind of midnight, kind of feast kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
We bit of beetroot and tapioca pepper.
Beetroot on top of roasted cheese?
Aye, mate. Love
it.
Beetroot or pickles or something.
So do you, how do you do the roasted cheese? There's a couple of ways of doing roasted cheese. Some people do the to put it in a toaster. Some people do it under the grill, flip it, and then they put the cheese over almost like the bread. It's not toasted, but they put it straight onto the bread. Do you know what I mean?
I'd toast the arse it and then turn it round. And then just slice cheese and then sit it and tap it and then just watch it bubble away. Take it out, put hunters of pepper and a wee bit of beetroot, and maybe I'm into my sriracha sauce nowadays, aren't I? So a wee bit of
would
that.
Would you not consider putting the beetroot on the toast and then putting the cheese so the cheese melts over the beetroot?
No, because here's the crack, you wouldn't want warm beetroot.
There you go.
Beetroot shouldn't be warm.
You're right, Grady. You're absolutely
you
right.
You don't want one beetroot.
You don't want one beetroot. Anyway, let us know how you do your roasted cheese. Welcome to Wrestling Da for all your roasted cheese needs. Is it roasted cheese, toasted cheese? That's another debate, isn't it?
Oh, come on. Breakfast Radio 101.
I think it's roasted cheese. What do you?
Hi, good morning there. What do you call your cheese and toast? That's what we're talking about today, crazy guys.
So what are the phones, guys? Is it roasted or toasted?
Grado, right?
Not a bunch of
tomorrow. What? No, nothing. It's obviously, Rab's here, so the radio wars have commenced. It's Go Radio versus Clyde One. We gave away £5,000 today, Grado.
Well, we gave away. How much did we give away this week? We've given away a couple of £1,000 this week.
Playlist thing working?
We gave away £2,500 on Tuesday. So don't get smart.
£2,500.
We give £2,500
one day.
Mm-hmm. And we gave away £500 yesterday, and tomorrow we're giving away a grand. So keep it to go.
There you have it.
Or get it to go.
Listen, we might be warring at radio, but we are getting together come the 26th of February, Sunday the 26th of February. Wrestling Daft Live is happening, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot believe it. It's been 3 years in the making. We had COVID in between, so we couldn't do it. Rab's always away gallivanting. You're always away gallivanting, doing stuff. But we finally found a date, and then we find out it's the fucking Old Firm final on the same day. Oh,
absurd.
I can't believe you didn't realise this, Grado, before we booked the date.
I'm raging. Because I've got a ticket sitting there, and I can't take it. But I thought to myself, you went to the hassles of booking the venue and all the rest of it, and I thought to myself, I can't let down John and the fans.
And the fans.
I can't let down the fans.
Exactly. So here's the deal. Here's the crack, right? So we picked this date because ICW Square goes on. We thought, Everyone's going to be coming from far and wide to see the square go. It's the biggest event in ICW's calendar, one of the biggest events in ICW's calendar. So we thought, we'll book it in line with that. You can come and watch the Wrestling Daft Live, then go to the show. Now we've realised the football's on. Right, so here's what we're going to do. We've talked about this. So what we're going to do is, we're going to do Wrestling Daft Live in two parts to help Grado out here. So part one, we will do a show still to be written. We still have no idea what we're doing. But it'll be all of this that you hear on a weekly basis contained into an hour. We will then watch the football in the company of Grado and Rab, one supporting Rangers, one supporting Celtic.
Has this been agreed? Has this been agreed? Because I don't know if I can watch the football. This is the plans.
This is the plan. This is the plan. Rab on one side of the bar, Grady on the other side of the bar. What side of the bar are you going to go to? Right, then we'll have a big battle royal after the football. Chairs will be thrown. We'll get a guest. We'll get the second part of the show on. We'll have a wrestling daft disco. Then you'll go over to Square Go and you'll have a great time. What a day out that is, by the way. Wrestling, football, and a live wrestling show all in one. You could do all that in one day.
I don't know if that works for me, brother. I don't know if that works for me, brother. Nah, we'll see. This is the first time we're going to be doing it live, Rab. If we can ever get a hold of him.
By the way, he's packing. His excuse tonight was that he's packing his suit.
I get it. He's going to New York.
He's going to New York. He's going to New York.
His comms are poor. His comms are worse than I've ever been before, man.
Terrible. He must be busy. He must be. He's got 100. To be fair to Rab, he has got about 100 wins. So that's.
He's got 100 wins.
He does have
100. I just think he likes it anyway.
Maybe there is that as well. There is that as well. But yeah. Aye, so that's Wrestling Daft Live. You can get your tickets right now. They are going fast. We did a load in the pre-sale with our Patreons and now they're on general sale. So check out the link below in the description to get your Wrestling Daft Live tickets and we'll see you on the 26th of February at Boxing Glasgow for a rare old time. Right, okay. Martin actually tweeted on Wrestling Daft Live that Rab might not, in fact, this might be why he's not on the show this week, because he might have PTSD from returning to box, because mind he got locked in the toilets and a small child found him.
That was the funniest story. I wish I'd love to go back to listen to that episode. Somebody find that episode so that I can listen to it back, because it's the funniest story ever when he gets locked in box all night. I think if you actually Google it, there's a story about it in the news as well.
I believe it's the Daily Record picked up it. Rab got locked in the toilets at box and then got found in the morning by a small child.
Hilarious.
Brilliant. Right, wrestling-wise, what's been going on this week, Grado? Raw 30 was on. So 30th anniversary of Raw was on Monday night. The big story out of that was they changed the acknowledgement ceremony, which is going to be the Bloodline, the acknowledgement ceremony. They changed it to the trial of Sami Zayn. Now this might roll into the fact that reported this week is that The Rock will not be doing WrestleMania. Meltzer's reporting that he won't be doing WrestleMania because he just doesn't feel that he's in ring shape. What do you think?
What?
Well, that's what he said. I mean, you're still looking at the fucking... I mean, you look at the size of the boy. How is he in ring shape? Do you think this could be a swerve and he might turn up at the Rumble?
I don't know. Is he maybe trying to avoid all this stuff with Vince?
Maybe.
Etc.
He's giving the old excuse. Oh, sorry. I'm no built for it yet.
That's... If you're uncomfortable with the way you look, just do what Vader done in East Kilbride, just wear your trackies.
The Rock turner. Mind he did
just
that
in... trackies, Dwayne.
Yeah, he did that at WrestleMania, didn't he? He came down the trackies, but he had his ring boots on and he did that dirty, you know, 5-second match with Big Eric.
Eric who?
Wyatt family, Eric.
Rowan. Aye. Okay, I thought you were talking about 1999 when the Rumble, when he came out with remember when he was getting his tits done?
aye.
Because all the was it estrogen you cry at?
Yes.
Is it estrogen?
Estrogen's what women have. It's testosterone. You get testosterone. Male have testosterone. Estrogen's what women have. So you know, could be that. But aye, so who knows what's happened? But anyway, they did the trial as a Sami Zayn. We'll talk about more of that in the Buddy and put over because it was rather good what they did with that, and that should be interesting come the Rumble. All the usual favourites, so Grado, all your favourites.
Damn
was there. Big Rod Simmons, the Million Dollar Man, doing his laugh. You should have had a bingo card marking off this, right? Million Dollar Man laugh. DX fucking turning up there and doing the skit there with Kurt Angle. It was like everything was happening. But Grado, I'm sure you popped for the biggest one. What was your? Come on, tell me.
So no, yeah, right. So let hold on, right. So I watched some of it, right?
Right.
These tribute anniversary shows are all played out now. It's the same shite all the time.
Aye.
Wheeling out Hogan. Can I bring my pal? Can my pal come out with me? He's brought his jacket. Can Jimmy get a shit? Bring him out if you want. If it makes you feel better. The only thing that was interesting about his promo was the mic. I mean, I've never heard of the mic breaking on Raw.
I know.
I've never ever heard of that happening.
Total botch. Someone's like, cut Hogan's mic before he says something.
Aye. And then, I was popping for Eli Drake getting a wee shot with hanging about with Undertaker, but I had to message Andrew Dice Clay. What the damn did the day with the badass entrance? That's not the edit.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that, but
see,
then...
this is just no right, man. That's not how it happens.
So you were disappointed in the American
I was,
badass
mate. I was, because it's meant to be... it's meant to go... it's meant to go, oh, they call me cowboy, I'm singing on the back of... And then it punched to the crowd, nobody cared.
Oh, nobody cared. By the way... people couldn't be fucking less interested.
Nobody cared, man. It was like, got to feel like playing that James English clip. Nobody cares, mate. Nobody cares. but literally, it panned to the crowd. Nobody gave a fuck. Take her, come out. Little no man. You can't see everybody's like, little no. I can't have a go for looking like an old man. But speaking of old man, that's another thing as well with it. The DX stuff, I know, man.
Oh,
that's played out, man. By
the
way,
the road dog. I mean, how
old
do it?
Sure, you know, hips are sore. It's just been done to death now.
Is Shawn Michaels growing his hair out because he was wearing the cowboy hat, but you saw a big tuft of hair at the back? You know, he completely shaved off all his hair, right? But he seems he's got sort of a bit of skull going on. I'd like to see what's going on underneath that hat.
He's worse than Super Ali. I'm telling you, he was a good looking fella back in the day, wasn't he?
Oh, Michaels.
Look at the neck of him.
Oh, Michaels with a right shag. Absolute shag.
I could just vote, and then I don't know if I saw anything else, to be honest with you, after that.
Oh, it was. I mean, Brock Lesnar came back. Brock Lesnar came back. Looks like he's getting set up a match.
So, him winning the Rumble again?
No, I don't know, actually. I don't know. Maybe, I don't think so. I don't think so, but we'll wait and see.
I see Brock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Aye, you don't see that again. But we'll get into the Rumble a bit later on. We'll get your picks for the Rumble a bit later. But let's go to what you guys have been talking about. And first of all, a big shout out to John, who sorted out Grado's IMDb situation. Grado, you appealed to the listeners to sort out your IMDb because you've in a fantastic season, Disney Plus. Would you want to plug that, Grado?
Not really.
All right, okay. Well, I'll plug it for you. The Wedding Season, available now on Disney Plus.
Have you watched it?
I've not watched it yet.
Has anybody watched it? If anybody's watched it, please let me know. I only fast forwarded it to my bit.
Were you only in one episode of The Wedding Season then?
I think I was in two episodes. No.
Noted down on your IMDb, which you can now check out, Grado Wedding Season 2022, episode 1.3, Officer Terry.
Mate. If he's put it in his one episode, this guy will know what he's doing. But John, thank you so much for doing that, because see the hassle, make me an accountant and all that, and writing messages to him going, I am an actor, please will you let me, it's stupid, man. Hey, do you know what, although I tell you what, I was filming at Scotland's Greatest Escape not that long ago,
right.
And a guy came up to me and went, you're the guy that was in Wedding Season?
Really?
Hey, wait, I tell you, this is a better one. I was at London at the weekend, right?
Right. Here we go. Yeah.
When I came back, I came after the plane and I was walking through the kind of, what do you call it, the terminal bit.
Aye.
And this woman nudged her pal and went, there's him for the telly. There's Duda for the telly. There's Duda.
Is that your TNA name?
Duda the Great. That's what she called me. Duda. Oh, just busted off with Duda.
Duda, can I have a selfie with you? That's that. Amazing. Do
just
that.
Do that for the telly.
Fantastic.
If anybody wants to give that wedding season, I've got to just look to the newscast. 6.5.
That's all right, but that's all
I
right.
I know, but see, when I found it, I went, this is going to kick off, this, I know it is. I was like, this is going to be like they've talked about series of the year. I've not heard one person talk about it, but there you go.
But there you go. Do that from the wedding season that is on AMD.
Do that for wedding season.
There you go. Right, listen, got to say thanks to everyone. So many people have got in touch this week, Grado, about the Mr. Bobby costume on eBay. Obviously, Mr. Bobby has been the talk of Wrestling Daft for some time now. We talked about booking him from the family bash. You're trying to get in contact with him, and now the moment has come. There is an original Mr. Bobby outfit up for grabs on eBay. Grado, what are you thinking?
So, Ian Gordon, who owns a pavilion, sent me the eBay link. What do you think? This is when it was at like $4,000.
Yes.
And I'm going, hey, we could maybe all chip in for this and we'll just keep it and we'll just use it and we'll wheel it out for the family bashes. As I said, I tag Big Shamer. I says Big Shamer can wear it. He can be Blobby. I think he took offence to it at the start, but I thought, no.
He was buying it. Then I saw that Sha Samuels wanted to take the Blobby mantle.
But see, if you read the small print, if you buy this costume, don't be wearing it outside the house. You can't take it outside. Copyright. That's practically what it says. If you buy this costume, you've just to lay it lying in the flare. You can't put it on. Don't kid on your Mr. Blobby. It's serious, serious terms and conditions here.
I know, what it says. Mr. Bobby is trademarked and therefore subject to copyright. This costume stroke prop can only be for personal home display use. There can be no authorised use, including but not limited to hiring out, lending, public exhibition or any performances. With the purchase of this item, you're agreeing to the terms and conditions of the above. What are they going to do? Right, seriously, what are they going to do? Are they going to send the lawyers on you for being Mr. Bobby? Well, are they fuck?
Well, shame for a way run it, Blob Blackland. Blob Hollywood. That's I come up with Blob Hollywood. We could do that. Plenty of ways you could get run about it, I reckon. But it's now sitting at 60k. That is somebody that's got a serious bit of dough in it. Either some sort of fetish.
Blobby fetish.
Love the crinkly bottom.
That's some fetishy. Blobby in the bedroom. Blobby. Oh God, I love it when you do Mr. Bobby going by that costume. Oh God. Oh, top Blobby to me. Oh God.
Or it could be other way about. Get off me.
Blobby.
Get off me.
Right, so, Bobby looks like it's off the cards for the family show unless we get a Snyder. And then,
by the way, if you've seen some of the Snyders, they are terrible. But I've noticed that as well. That now, if you go into if you type in eBay, there's no mayor and mayor costumes, and there's like ones that like sitting at a couple of grand that are clearly no like the official ones.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Do you know what I saw? Mr. Bobby was on him. He was on this morning a couple of days ago, and was he wearing. An absolute rascally, a new one.
Oh, really?
I mean, this thing was like bright pink, bright yellow. The eyelashes were like completely, all, like, you know what I mean, all primed. And he's obviously went, get this one to fuck, I need a new one.
Amazing. But I was actually reading.
He's a new seamstress.
I was reading the description. This costume's been 20 years in storage, so it's going to be stinking, right? Mm. It would fit someone with a slender build. Between approximately 5 to 6 foot in height. So if you're above 6 foot, you can't be Bobby. You have to be between 5 and 6 foot and as of a slender build to be Bobby. There you are.
That would be quite gutting, wouldn't it? Getting a Bobby costume, you can't fit into it.
I know, it'd be raging.
Why are you getting rid of it? I can't fit into it. It's too wee for me. What? That's the best Bobby costume.
I know. So the Bobby Gate contingent, we'll see how much that goes for in the end. Grado, Shawn Michaels has got a message for you.
All right.
Here's a message for Grado. Off air, of course. You'll have seen my promo, of course, Salvin Gave, brother, you know. And if you want to come down to Florida at NXT Training Center, we can work on a match. I'm sure we can make millions, man. So give me a shout. Looking forward to hearing from you. And stay easy, you know. Thank you.
What the fuck?
How good an impression. That's
a good impression.
That is Todd Forrest. Who,
is that the guy that was on here a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah. He's now he's followed up Shawn Michaels. Todd, see if you could do a message for wrestling in Shawn Michaels style for Wrestling Daft Live, like a promo for Wrestling Daft Live as Shawn Michaels. Would love you forever. But that's Todd as Shawn Michaels asking you down at the Performance Center. Grado, you've been. I mean, you're on fire with impressions at the moment, right?
I'm actually no. I'm really, really no. See this. That. Postecoglou when everybody's going, oh, only an excuse and stuff like that. I swear to God, I done that Postecoglou impression once backstage, right, with Bob, and I done well with it, right? But see, since I've tried it again, I can't do it again. Mate, do you know, right, so see how the Ally McCoy's video went up, right?
Yeah, well, and, I mean, this you've Ally McCoy and Scott Squad, then if you check Grado's Twitter, you see a message of him doing Postecoglou. Right, so what's happening?
Right.
Getting only an excuse
so,
or what?
No. So I done the Ally McCoy's one, right, and then Ian Gordon wanted me to put it into the panel, right? So I put an Ally McCoy's in the panel when I was the policeman when I was getting a ticket to Abenaza, right? Which was fine. Some people got it, some people were late with the fun. Anyway, then he wanted me, he found out that I could do Postecoglou, right? And I swear to God, right, went up. And it was like, I was on the stage and I'm going, what was it I was saying? Right, so I started doing my Ally McCoy's, right? And I'm going, because we're getting a ticket to Abenaza, right? Because he's parked his lamp in the side of the road. And I'm going, you are part of the double yellow line. You really are. It's incredible. You really are. You're part of the double yellow line. Bob starts going, oh, is this you thinking that you're Ally McCoist? You're talking like Ally McCoist. And I start going, I'm not talking like McCoist. I really am not. I really am not talking like Ally McCoist. And I tell you who I'm not talking like. I'm not talking like Big Ange, right? And the crowd went, right? I could literally hear folks sniffing, right? I went, Big Ange. I went, you're parking the yellow line, mate, right? And I swear to God, it was, I could feel my face burning red. And I had to come out a character and go, right, that's me doing Ange Postecoglou here. You can, I'm going to do it again. And see when I do it again, I'm just going to at least fake laugh. 1,500 folk in the pavilion. I absolutely fell flat on its arse. I came off the stage and I went, please don't let me do Ange Postecoglou on the stage again. Nobody thinks it's funny. I'm definitely not Big Ange. Folk were picking their nose, like looking to each other, going, where the fuck is that?
But it was so good when you did it backstage and then just bottled it when you got into the.
No, I can't. Honestly, it was. I done it half the cough one and I've tried it again and I can't do it again.
Can you do any wrestlers? You must be able to do some wrestlers. Dusty, can you do Dusty?
No. I tell you who's good at doing impressions. Joe Hendry's good at doing William Regal.
Joe Hendry, is he?
He's good at impressions. He's good at impressions.
Joe on.
I'm trying to give a cunt to any wrestler. I don't think I can. I really don't think I can. I would always do Cabana. Hey guys, this week's podcast is brought to you in part by HighSpots.com. Live in the studio, apartment in Chicago, Illinois. That's about the best at. Decent. You got any impersonations?
Oh, no, I can't do any. I'm terrible. Terrible. Used to be good when I was a kid.
Impersonations, see, for me, they're funny for about 10 seconds, and then it's like, right, we fucking get it.
Yeah,
I mean with that?
Yeah. Totally. Your Rab must be able to do a few.
It's like magic, I know. I hate magic.
Do you hate magic?
I hate magic. Magic bores me.
Really?
Kayleys.
Right, what's
Kayleys are good for 5 minutes.
Magic. Right? Kayleys.
Do you know what I mean? Some things that are meant to be entertainment are only good for 30, 40 seconds, and then that's plenty.
Sounds like my sex life, Grado.
At least you've got one.
Well, that's what happens when you have a Wayne, mate. I could have warned you about that. Right, listen, let's talk about Hulk Hogan. He's been at it again.
Let's talk about Hulk Hogan.
let's talk about Hogan, brother. He's,
don't work for me, brother.
There we go. He's been at it again, and Paul reckons a recent tweet could equal the goodnight Jabroni Marks quote. I don't know if you've seen this, Grado, when Hulk Hogan tweeted on Burns Day, I ran out of toilet paper, brother. Help! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. He then followed up with our tweet just saying, help!
So did we? Is Hulk all right? Is he? It's just, now I'm envisioning, you know, that, yeah. You know that thing you do when like you can't find toilet paper and you've done a shite and your trousers are at your ankles. I wonder if he done the hop.
Fucking shuffle.
He's bandana off. You know what I mean? Hold the bit, man. He's big old bald noggin. Get my phone. I need to tweet this. You wiped your ass right, Hulk?
We hope what a Hulkster found toilet paper.
Hope he never used his bandana, man.
Oh fuck. Got a deal for a bro.
Well, he's got fucking plenty of them anyway. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. He should have used the bandana. I wonder if people suggested that's what he should do. But hopefully he got there in the end. But yeah. Mm. The thought of Hulk shuffling a bit looking for toilet paper is an amazing thought.
Yeah, bastards!
Really? Who's going to replace that? I told you to replace it! In the house, it's nothing worse though, isn't it? When you go into the toilet and then you're sitting there and you've got the realisation and you've started so you can't finish and you look across to the right and then it's all you see is the empty fucking toilet paper tube and you just go, fuck's sake. No. Who was last in here?
You see, I've started getting back into that baby wipe habit. Just
you're back
into
the baby wipes now.
Which is, I know it's going to end in tears because the last time I done it, I ended up having to get a plumber out because I blocked the whole toilet. And it's also no good for the safari. Not the safari, what do you call it?
The environment.
Environment. And all that kind of carry on. So you kind of need to watch that. The best thing I ever experienced was, funnily enough, in Coke Cabanas was, he had the best.
Did he have a BD?
The best BD. I mean, this thing shot with like a fucking fire brigade hose right up your pipe.
Really?
And I swear to God, I felt so fresh after it. I just don't get how they're quite common in America, but you don't really. I tried to get one in here, but Stephanie told me where to go.
You can't. I mean, I have never seen in all my life in Scotland a BD for sale. I mean, when you go to B&Q and all that, and you see the toilet, you're up at the toilet section and all that, I've never seen a BD. In fact, I'm going to go on that now, BD for sale. Where would you get a BD?
They're about five, I think they sell about £500 of good ones.
Really?
Sorry there.
I mean, who can plumb a BD though? I mean, it's not exactly a,
I think it's quite fairly straightforward, mate.
Is it?
I think there will be some folk that have them, fellow IBS sufferers, etc.
I don't believe anyone in Scotland's got a BD.
Well, let us know if you know Andy. Email the show.
You've used a BD in Scotland, please let us know, because you only get them on holiday. And then when you're on holiday, you just put your beers and stuff in it to, you know what I mean? You put water and ice into it.
Well, I mean, that's a separate deal. That's the BD that the cabana hood was attached to his toilet.
So you just shuffled from one to the other. It wasn't a separate.
So see your toilet seat.
Right.
You take that off and you replace it with a system.
Right.
So you're sitting up a wee bit higher, and there's the spray gun that's and you can control it with a wee remote control to move it right, left, right, left.
Oh, really?
It puts right up your arse. Aye.
It's
an electric BD.
So you're on the toilet, you've done your business, right? And you don't have to move to a separate utensil like you would
have. It's on top of your bog, so it replaces your toilet seat. And you just press squirt, soap, whatever you want. There's different buttons that you press and you get a bash.
That's crazy.
So fitty, and there's warm water, and then it's got a kind of vacuum as well. A kind of it dries your ass.
It's a Dyson air dryer type.
Everything, mate.
Scenario.
That's what Cabana's got. Loves it, a king. Doesn't have any cutlery either.
He doesn't have any cutlery.
He has plastic cutlery.
What?
Probably shouldn't be. This was 2015. I don't think all that stuff.
I'm sure Cabana will have cutlery now, but that's mental. I mean, he's got a BD, but he doesn't have any cutlery.
So he doesn't need to do his dishes.
Ah.
Right.
Right, he's got a dishwasher.
Has his dinner in a paper plate and then shoves it in the bin.
Right, but he's not got a dishwasher. He's got a BD, but he's not got a dishwasher.
There you go.
That's
the kind of guy he is.
I mean, if you were, and utensil-wise, right, if you're putting a hierarchy of utensils, right, for me, the dishwasher is, you know, I would take
I've not got a dishwasher.
Over a tumble dryer any day of the week.
Aye.
Tumble dryer, if you could take, in the white goods, you know, fridge is number one, washing machine number two, then you've got your dishwasher.
Aye. I mean, to me, the tumble dryer for me is the devil.
Aye.
The amount of shit that ruins. And my auntie, she better not hear this. She, the amount of clays that she's ruined in the last couple of minutes. But I'm moving on because she might end up finding out about this.
That's fine. We're getting into utensil.
Brain, man.
Let's talk about Lex Luger. Thanks to Billy, who points out this tweet from Lex Luger, who, when asked if he had a Scottish football team, surprisingly replied with this: "I do. I'm a big Rangers fan. Both of my mum's parents were born and raised in Cote Bridge." I am calling bullshit on Lex Luger here.
No! How can it be?
How many fucking Rangers supporters do you get in Cote Bridge?
Good shout. I know what you mean.
So, I am calling box. But Lex Luger does claim that his mum and dad were from Cote Bridge. I'm sure we've heard this before. Have we heard that Lex Luger has Cote Bridge?
That's a good shout. I think somebody's maybe emailed that in before in the past.
So there he goes. He's a big Rangers fan, Grado. You can maybe get him over for a game. Maybe get him over for Wrestling Daft Live. He can watch the game with us.
You know what? It's funny because you know who that James Bygrove is?
Aye.
James Bygrove. I've been kind of talking to him recently, and I was going to print screen that and send to him and go, is there anything that we can do to try and get him over for a game? But I feel as if... because he's in a wheelchair now, isn't he?
Ah, he's not in a good way.
I kind of wheeling him out with a scarf round. Please welcome the, get a half time. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just feel as if it's quite a long way to come just to sit and watch fucking Fashion Sakala. You know what I mean?
Imagine Lex Luger getting wheeled out at half time at Ibrox.
Can we get here?
Former WCW, he was the WWF champion, wasn't he? Yeah. Mm. WCW and WWF champion Lex Luger, everyone.
Aye. Oh, Lex Luger, but I see, it always amazes me that I saw Lex Luger versus Sting in SCCC in 2002. I love that. I saw that.
Love that as well. Right, our man from Down Under, Karate Warrior 2, has found the spit and image of you, Grado. He plays for a rugby league team called St. George's Illawarra Dragons. Now, this guy's called Blair Laurie, and if you watch the video version of the podcast, you can get that at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. You will see this man, and he is very much...
He's nothing like me.
He is so... Can you go see that? Blair Laurie, Google him yourself, kids. He signed a new deal at the rugby league team, St. George Illawarra Dragons, until 2026, so good news for him. And AJ's replied to it saying, if Gerard and Grado had a kid, this would be it.
Oh, you know, I had the Gerard thing for a wee while.
Yeah, I know. I can see that. Can you not see that? And you know,
you can see the Gerard in me.
Yeah, I can see the Gerard. But can you not see yourself in this fella here? No, big.
Maybe the eyebrows. I mean, and the way the hair is a wee bit.
Laurie's a Scottish name, so I wonder if he's got roots here. I'm going to try and get the big man on the show.
Ah, nah, it's all right.
All right, okay. Well, no bother then. Right, okay.
You won't let me.
Check out the picture now. Now at Raw 30, don't know if you see that, saw this, Grado, when the Undertaker came out, he did his thing, you know, Eli Drake was there, and then he went to chokeslam Eli Drake and he threw him to Bray Wyatt and he did the Sister Abigail, and then Undertaker whispered something in his ear.
Oh, the first thing after this came in my head, I've just looked and somebody suggested it. You know what I was going to say?
What?
Cheesy peeps, man. Well, what's the thing to do? Cheesy peeps, man.
Cheesy peeps, man.
Somebody's already said, what do we see? Who's it say that?
Someone's already, it's Craig.
Cheesy.
Yeah. So we put it through out to the Wrestling Daft listeners. And by the way, can I just say, see the people that listen to this podcast, they are absolutely brilliant. In fact, the best listeners we've got here, because they're so funny and so witty. So we put out, what did the Undertaker whisper to Bray Wyatt? And you absolutely responded. Daniel says, Isla Dawn's uncle thinks you're an absolute dauber. Jason, did Margaret finally bin that red light bulb? Gee, I'm a wrestler too. Gavin, I can't believe John booked the live show for the same time as the cup final. John says, I've got two tickets to Falkirk Daft Live, you coming? Scott, this is a good one. You seen the shape Stone Cold's in last week. Paul, Grado wants a hotel room next time.
That's a good one. I had to contact Bill on Monday night after the Darvo game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was biting. He wasn't happy.
Was he no happy? Oh, what?
He was going, and we're the ones that are obsessed, eh? We're the ones that are obsessed. He was giving me all that.
Come on, pal. We can't let this go, man. Darvel were the worst team in Scotland at one point. They both beat them 13-0 years ago.
Oh, they've got a lot of money going into them now, Grado.
They have now.
A lot of money going into them. And Falkirk have got them in the next round, so we'll wait and see how that
goes. That's interesting, John. Do you think he's will beat them?
Aye.
Right.
It always said
it happens. It always does like that. You'll end up beating them 4 or 5-0.
I hope so. Or I'm going to regret this, what I just said there. Mm. Johnny says, your uncle Howdy sells Avon. look, the first thing you do when you get to the media is go to the Bureau de Change. In fact, Grado, could you read that one out, please?
The first thing you do when you get to Romania is you go to the Bureau de Change. That's so funny, man. Me and Steph see the Bureau de Change in London. We've seen some sort of sign for it, and we'll piss ourselves like that the weekend. Bureau de Change.
Bureau de Change.
Bureau de Change.
What else did Bray Wyatt, Undertaker say to Bray Wyatt? Chris says, good night, Bray Maniacs and Jabroni Marks, the third of life that don't know it's a work when you work a working, work yourself into marks. Deacon says, your ma's got boss and your dad loves it. Ryan says, I'm hot and I'm old, I'm fucking tired and I work with fucking children. Fucking what a shout that is.
What's that for again?
That was CM Punk when he was at that. I'm hot and I'm old and I'm tired and I work with fucking children. Brilliant. Stuart says, we're just normal guys, I see that. I don't get that. That's the dog thing with the presenter, isn't it?
That's funny.
Yeah. Beppy says Husky Harris was even better than this shite spooky pish. Gear up, man. And Adam finishes off, what did the Undertaker say to Bray Wyatt? Of course he said, say hello to your granny for me. Absolutely brilliant as ever. Love
that. So
guys.
Funny, man.
You're so good. And if you want to get in touch about anything, because you're always brilliant at bringing us stuff, any random wrestling stuff, you can do it on Twitter, Wrestling Daff, or it's the Wrestling Daff podcast, Wrestling Daff on Facebook, or email us wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Every week on Wrestling Daff, we bury and put over stuff. From the world of wrestling, we separate the number ones from the number 30s. Grado, you seen much wrestling this week?
I watched the Jay Briscoe, or should I say, like when Mark Briscoe wrestled Jay Lethal. I saw that was emotional.
Yeah.
Hard for that guy to do that, man, you know, so quick after what happened.
I know. Nice tribute, though. Nice tribute. You know, nice bit of exchange. Anything from your own life you would like to bury or put over, Grado?
I'd like to bury people walking down the street with coffee.
Oh, did you bang into someone?
No, but I did see somebody in London, a woman walking about with AirPods, and she dropped her coffee, and I turned to Steph and I says, Hail Mender. Hail Mender. Because I see these folk, I've got to get a coffee. I've got to get a coffee, walk down the street, there's folk on Instagram stories, Ken influencers are sitting there molting or drinking coffee, it does my tits in. Drink your coffee in a house, anyway.
You don't get a coffee every day on your way to your work?
I do, but I don't take videos with my horn, I get it. That's to drink true. It, and I don't walk down the street with
it. So people walking down the street with coffee?
Aye. It annoys me. If M degrees, let me know. I fucking hate it.
What about people that have a flask of coffee? Would you?
That's worse.
That's what I didn't think you would like that.
No. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to put over. Put over Peter Kay.
Oh, how was Peter Kay's show? I forgot you were down in London seeing him.
Brilliant. For people that are going to see him live, he's in for a treat because.
At the Hydro this Sunday.
Yep, he was. Are you going?
I'm not. No. Oh, I'm a massive Peter Kay fan. I'm not a massive Peter Kay fan.
I don't know.
Oh, kid, I'm more of a kind of... I've got a dark sense of humour. I see, like, Frankie Boyle and all that sort of stuff. That's more my thing.
Fair enough. Whatever makes you laugh. Because, exactly. I mean, it's like sometimes you read YouTube, he doesn't tell any jokes. I don't give a fuck, man. He makes me laugh.
Exactly. So he's in good form. Fantastic. So putting over Peter Kane, burying people walking down the street with coffee this week. Let's see what everyone is saying about the wrestling. Andy says, put over Raw 30. Enjoyable, nostalgic episode. When are they going to pull the trigger on the Sami Zayn thing? Bury the weird cage match shit. I get they ran out of time, but surely one of the tag matches could have been cut over the cage match. Weird. They had... I don't know if you saw this, Grado. It was maybe Becky versus Bayley in a cage. And they didn't get in the cage, they didn't have a fight. But why bring a cage? Because it must be a pain in the fucking arse to hang a cage above the ring and then put it all together for the match not even to happen. Have you been in, it must take ages to get that shit together.
Oh, well, I mean, WWE, they'll date in no time.
Really?
But I remember when SWA first in a cage match in 2004 or 2005, I mean, literally, it was the longest night because they had the first half, they had a wee interval, then they done the second half, then they had another interval to build the cage. And I'm not joking, it took more than an hour to set up the cage. The Wayans were tired, everybody was pissed off. Kayfabe was completely broken when you've got guys like White Tiger at the time was out with his mask on, with his fucking spanner and his hammer trying to fix this cage together. Complete redneck.
Aye. Like you say, WWE, probably they will have an army of people putting it together, but to have it, you know, for it not to happen is just a bit mental.
I mean, ICW, when they done the cage, I'm sure they done it like WWE. They hung it for the ceiling. They had the cables done and all that. It was all professionally done. It was cool.
Yeah, that is.
That's an ABC.
It's the only way you can do it, really. If you're great, big, there's no point in putting a cage. I've always said I hate cage matches. You know why I hate cage matches? I never see the point in the door. Why would you climb over the cage if you can get out the fucking door? Never see the point in it. So I don't like cage matches. Right, Daft Dad says, put over this podcast, bury the fact it's just a side hustle. Fair enough.
It's not even a side hustle.
I rap so.
If this is a side hustle, man, things are going completely tense up.
I know. Yeah, if this is our side hustle, we're all screwed.
As well, selling tablet macaroon again. Trust me, we just did this for a carry on practically.
Macaroon tablet.
When you think about, no, let's
sell
be honest,
macaroon tablet when you're away.
Aye, but then I would £9 at the end of the week.
Brilliant.
To the guy. I can assure you, I would say I'm trying to think, a 400%. Paid it up for the first couple of weeks that we done this when it was big owners behind us. We
made our money then. We're not making it now. I'll tell you that much for sure. So please come to the live.
What do you think Rab's packing his case tonight and sitting doing a podcast? I'm packing my case. Fucking hell.
Right, Ian Drew Dice Clay, one of our favourites. I'd like to bury Kevin Dunn for not using the proper version of American Badass
here.
Intro, instead just playing the CD version. Also bury Jimmy Hart for devaluing his old WCW jacket by slapping a modern WWE logo on the bottom of it.
What a mark.
Didn't notice that. But
he would have got more respect for having old WCW, you know what I mean? It would have been,
I think so. But yeah, there you go. Ian Drew Dice Clay all over it. I'd like to put over everyone in wrestling for the way they came together for Jay Briscoe's wife and daughters this week. So big shout out to obviously we, not Jay Briscoe, Mark Briscoe, isn't it? Oh, no, Jay Briscoe, sorry. So yeah, they're terrible. And obviously paid respect to AEW. And fair enough. By the way, shout out to Warners for letting it happen, because Warners were obviously, they didn't want the Briscoes on the show because of the previous comments. But obviously Warners agreed to get all that on. So well done, Warners, actually doing something about that. So fair play. David says, put over the Bloodline segment on Raw. It was very good. And Mark Briscoe getting to appear on AEW as well. Yep. Scott says, put over Undertaking passing the torch to Bray. Did he?
No.
I don't know what that whisper was all about, but...
Mainly he was passing the torch a wee bit to Eli.
Aye.
No passing the torch. He gave him a major rub.
He gave him a rub.
Remember Brain? Did Brain Taker have wrestled before? Did he wrestle at Mania?
I don't think Brain Taker wrestled at Mania. I don't know. I don't think. But it's Brain fought the Undertaker.
I'm sure they wrestled at Mania.
Maybe they might. I mean, you would think. You would expect.
WrestleMania 31.
WrestleMania 31, you're saying? It probably has. Probably. My memory's terrible. My memory's absolutely short.
Yep. Aye,
that's what it meant if anyone. There you go. Scott is burying Rab for not having patience with the Bray stuff, even when he says a fan of his. This is a very good point. Rab is always saying he loves the creative and stuff, but I mean, it is. It's just so slow going, this Bray stuff, man. Just they need to up the gear and get into it because it's just so slow going.
I don't know what's happening.
Chris, put over the trial of Sami Zayn. Yep, absolutely. Bury the WWE for overrunning Raw and scrapping the Becky versus Bayley cage match, despite constantly advertising it.
Was that what they done? Did they advertise a match and they never done it?
Well, it was pretty effectively that, yeah. They had plenty of other set pointless segments to scrap instead. For example, damn, they could have got rid of that whole thing. Ross, put over AEW for letting Matt Briscoe wrestle on the show. Ross, your boy, put over Leighton Buzzard on getting booked for a match against Will Ospreay. The lad is going. Please, I didn't know this was happening. Leighton's fighting Will Ospreay. What a match that'll be. Well played, Leighton.
Whereabouts that, was that? Was that for?
I don't know where that is.
He's maybe Rev Pro or somewhere down in England.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be a good match.
That'll be a cracking match, by the way. We'd love to see that. Buddy, the Bailey-Becky Quage match getting bumped from Raw so they can fight more nostalgia segments. Yep. Stevie, put over my bird for coming with me to the live show, having no clue about the wrestling. Oh, she's going to have a great time.
There
Stevie.
You go, man. That's he shouldn't have pointed that out. We're going to end up picking on him.
Oh, but Grado,
we'll get his missus up for a week.
I tell you what, do you know what would be a good segment? Right, let's brainstorm, because we're brainstorming the live show. We'll get... why don't we get Stevie's missus up, right, to tell us, we'll get her to review a wrestling match or something like that.
Aye, or a quiz, or...
Aye, or something like that. Let's have a think about that. There's something in there. Thanks for that, Stevie.
And in fact, maybe hopefully we're not putting them off coming.
Nah, we won't put them off. No.
I'm kidding on
that. Buddy, producer John, for booting it on when the cup final was. It was a joint decision, not just my fault, I'd like to say. Bobby, buddy John, for booking the live show on it. Right, okay. I have a ticket for the game. Right, gutted I won't make it, so Bobby's not making the
there
live
show. There you go, well done.
For the game. He's not making the live show because he's going to the game instead.
Fuck, God's sake.
Brian, put over Rabbi Burns. He's still a draw. Happy
he's
Burns
still a
night.
Draw.
Yep.
Happy Burns night. All right. Oh, Rabbi Burns. Yeah. Did you? I see that you put up your haggis, neeps, and tatties.
I did. Where do you stand, the haggis, neeps, and tatties, Grado? Always like your opinion on food.
Absolutely love it. One of my favourite dinners. But I've got to have hunters of pepper sauce or it, creamy pepper sauce. I need that for my haggis, neeps, and tatties.
Peppercorn, aye.
Pepper sauce, aye. Love it.
Yeah, I put brown sauce over mine.
Brown sauce all day, but I prefer Schwartz.
What about
a pack of Schwartz?
What about whiskey? What about whiskey sauce?
Aye, suppose whiskey. I tried. I fucking nearly burned the place down. Try to make a whiskey sauce in here last year because you burned the alcohol in it. Holy shit! See, putting a flame on whiskey. Oh, speaking of whiskey. Oh, hey, I tell you what I did there when I made an ass of myself. So wait, I tell you this. So a guy. In between panel shows, I must have been in the house. DPT driver comes to the door, right? And I somehow end up doing this, get myself into stupid scenarios, but I answer the door, Grado, how you doing, mate? I'm going, I know too bad. Oh, what's this you're getting? I'm going, I don't know, and I'm trying to be funny, and I'm, oh, I wonder if this is a championship trophy when I've won in wrestling in another country, and I don't know, but it can just shite pal, right?
Right, yeah.
And he's going, and then I started to make it awkward. I was like, will we open it together? And he went, what? I went, well, we open this package together? And he went, all right. So then I'm standing there, this guy's watching me, and I'm trying to rip open this package, and there's awkward silences, and I'm going, so you get many places, you get many deliveries yet today? And he's going, that's great. So then I'm running through to get a knife to open up this package, the guy's still at the door, right? And I'm, eventually, I rip it open and all this, and going, right, squeeze it out, and out comes this big bottle of whiskey. And he goes, oh, that's a belter. That's an absolute cracker. It was Glenmorangie. Glenmorangie?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. He's got, oh, that's a top of that one, Grado. That's a belter. And I went, do you want it? And he went, what? I goes, do you want it? I goes, I don't really. You have it. And he went, you're joking. I went, you have it, mate, right? And I gave him it.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to do.
That's what I thought, right? I was like, wow, man, what a guy. And I'm going, God, I feel good about that. I feel like you know what I mean? Yesterday, I got an email from my agent forwarding on an email for Glenn Morangie. Can you tell us when Grado is going to post this picture with a hashtag fucking Glenn Morangie, whatever? Where I had apparently had agreed as part of some deal that I'd post a picture of this bowl of whiskey. They want to know if it managed to get to you. I says, I gave it to the delivery driver. He says, what do you mean? I went, oh, don't ask. I was so tired. So I had to phone up and explain to them.
And they sent you another bottle?
But they sent me another bottle, aye.
Oh, that's all right. So you got two bottles out of them. So that's the fun. Amazing. The delivery driver, that was a lovely thing to do, though.
That's what I thought, mate.
Man of the people, Grado, everyone.
Do you know what I mean?
There you go. Grimes putting over the American Badass. The crowd couldn't give a fuck. But I know.
There's something quite sad about that.
I know, but Brian's predicted that you were pulling the bars off himself for the Kid Rock song, but you weren't happy with it. So there you
Well, go. I swear to God, I fast forwarded it to it, and I was ready. I had everything ready to go today, exactly that, and it just was a mega disappointment. They should have done it on that AJ Styles match.
They should have absolutely done it in AJ.
And I'm sure that was the plan, but something happened.
Yeah, they did.
Because I remember JB telling me, he goes, "We've recorded it with the Badass," because yeah, he was the one that was producing it. So I don't know what happened.
It was a Metallica song. Triple H loves Metallica. So I'll put that on. Buddy Brian's burying Raw for the bait and switch failure to deliver the cage match when he advertised it. And Buddy, the fanny WWE shell journalist that said nothing yet, cried about AEW for not having Sasha on the show the week before.
Is she back on Raw?
No.
No.
Okay. She's in New Japan now. Dan, put over the trial of Sami Zayn and Raw. Great stuff. G, put over Lex Luger being staunch in the fact that Mr. Blobby's original costume is sitting on eBay for over 60k at the moment. Pocket change for Rab. Tell him to get it bought, and surely Gradle will book him for the next family bash.
Imagine we go to the costume and that's how I book Rab. That would be brilliant.
Rab would fucking love being Mr. Blobby. He'd be a good Blobby. Plus, he's right height and he's of slender build as well. So,
by the way, tickets for my show, the family bash, are selling more than ever. That's us more or less sold out the stalls and the circle, so we've only got the balcony to go, so it could be a sell at this one.
There you go. So get your tickets for that and get your we should have done the Wrestling Daft live round the family bash, really great.
That would have made sense.
Let's do the next one round the family bash.
Aye.
Hope it doesn't collide, because you'll be damn sure it won't collide with a Rangers game.
No, we'll do it on Friday night and it'll probably clash with our bro versus fucking Rave Rovers or something like that.
That's true, that's true. Boy Vanguard, Buddy, the fake WWE Performance Center breakout fight, terrible acting. That was fucking, that's a total.
I never watched, I get tagged, I never watched
it. Oh, shit, shite. Absolute shite, total. Someone said, is it a work or a shoot? It's like, fucking hell, man.
Right,
how long you been watching wrestling? It's a fucking work, man. Terrible, terrible. And put over Lex Luger saying he's a jerk. There you
maybe
go.
We can, maybe that's what we can do. Maybe we can send him with a wee Rangers top.
We'll send Luger a Rangers top.
I think that's what we should do. But we need to get it to the house first, because no doubt if we put the trust in Castor, it'll end up going over there with one of the badges missing, or can.
Right, we need to get
probably Lex. Say that we missed a perfect on the back of it rather than Lex Luger. That's kind of shit. Castor would do.
You just made the list!
Right, okay, list of wrestling daft time, Grado. I would ask you for this, because we've been meaning to do this for weeks and we've not got around to it. We're looking for the breakout stars for 2023, or we're looking for the predictions for 2023. Breakout stars won it just with 53%. So we're looking for the three breakout stars from 2023. Grado, I'm going to ask you, is there anyone you can tip off for coming through in 2023?
Oh, LA Knight.
LA Knight's going to be big in 2023.
Aye, 100%. He's the best guy on the programmes. Best guy by... And I says to Shah, I text to Shah, I says, well, there you go. What did I say to you? And he goes, you're right. He says, I always remember you back today going, this guy's got as much charisma as the Rock. He's taking piss with me when I say that about him, but I'm telling you.
The way he delivers and all that sort of stuff is...
Star.
Yeah, he's absolute star. Ricky Starks, for me, I think he's going to have a great, great year. And I think we might see the split of Street Profits this year, and I think your man Montez is going to break out this year.
Is that the guy that does
no it's not him he does the big frog splash, Grado. He's very, very good, very athletic, and I think he'll do really, really well. In terms of the women, I think I want to see Doudrop. Let's get back to Piper. She's just, I don't know, I was checking her Twitter the other day there. She said she's been very ill, actually. Really sick.
Christ.
So that's why she's not been on telly. So I think she's all right. And I think I'd like to see Kaylee Ray, obviously Alba Fire. I'd like to see her. I think she's ready to, I mean, she's an NXT just now, but she could easily work in
right roster,
I think.
Aye. Of course.
So, more on the Scots, that's what we say. But what do you think, who is going to be the breakout stars? And bearing this in mind, this was a couple of weeks ago we put this out there, so there's a few, this was during the time that Saudi Arabia were looking to take over for the WWE, so there might be a hint of that in here. So breakout stars for 2023, Rochi says this could be the year of Top Flight. By the way, can I just see you watch the Top Flight Young Bucks match? Bucking, incredible. Those boys, Top Flight, and what a match they put on. The Young Bucks and Top Flight. That was a great, great match. And Roshi's back then for Breakout Stars in 2023. Alba Fire and Isle of Dawn, be good to see them as NXT Women's Champion. Yep, I'm sure Rab would agree with that. Yeah. Westy, Montez Ford, Cedric Alexander, so she's back in for
20. Cedric Alexander, was he?
Cedric Alexander's still in WWE, mate. It looks like the Hurt Business might be coming back.
Okay.
Well, your pal.
Oh, who, MVP?
Yeah.
All right.
Toby, we'd love Ethan Page to break out through a little bit more. Great in-ring and on the mic.
What's happened to him?
He's still working AEW, still working AEW, so... Oh, okay. Could break through this year. Andy, probably an unpopular opinion, but Austin Theory. I think Austin Theory is a very, very good wrestler. I've always said that he could be very similar. He reminds me of Randy Orton, the way his style and the way he moves in the ring and just his build, and he's great on the mic. So, yeah, Andy, I think that's a great shout, Austin Theory.
There you go, Andy.
Yeah. Bron Chell on the Scottish scene, the supreme Ryan Richards. Not seen him.
I've never seen him work.
A year in the business, trained by Joe Hendry and made his ICW.
Really, I'm just googling this guy right now. He looks good. He looks like Taz's boy.
Is this Ryan Richards, the guy who's got the gimmick? The kind of he comes from money. He's got a kind of Alberto Del Rio type gimmick.
He must have got the gold boxing trousers.
That must be him.
He looks good.
I've seen him do some stuff online.
He looks good.
Right. So Ryan Richards. Is what Bron Chell, and he knows his stuff, so listen to him.
He certainly does know his stuff.
Yep. Brian saying Breakout Stars, Nick Wayne already signed to AEW and turns 18 in July. Billy Starks just turned 18, both with plenty of indie experience in the world at their feet. Plenty of good stuff from Willow Nightingale as well. She is a wee dote. She's good, Willow Nightingale. She is really, really good. So I saw a few of her things on AEW recently, and I've been really impressed. So good stuff. Stevie, breakout star, post-WrestleMania, Bron Breakker, so a main roster debut. Chris says, with Vince back in control, my money's on Goldberg. Stevie, agrees with me, Piper Niven, once you get rid of that do drop, carry on. Marco Cactus says, Grado, is this going to be your year, Grado?
No.
Chris says, Ricky starts Rhea Ripley and hoping Montez for 2. Daniel says, may have already broken out, but Kinoshki Takeshita will have a great year. And JK, this was obviously during the Saudi takeover, goes for Mansoor, Tiger Sheet Singh, Iron Sheik, and heel Sergeant Slaughter.
Brilliant.
Woo! So, we talked about the live show earlier on, and I tell you what, Grado, see if you want 20% off tickets for the live show.
Mm-hmm.
So you sign up to the old Patreon right now.
I might have
a wee code up there for 20% off your live show tickets.
So there you go, get your tickets bought now, because if I'm getting up a cup final ticket, this place better be mobbed. Wrestling Daft Live, me, Rab and John, we've got a couple of wee surprises up our sleeve at the box, before the square go as well, so if you want to make a wee day, you can watch the FITBA, us live, and then obviously the square go tonight. It's a no-brainer if you're a Scottish wrestling fan.
I am looking forward to it, and it'll be good to actually see each other in the flesh, because all we've done over the last few years is do it over. Well, you mean you've seen each other in the flesh a couple of times, but I've not seen Rab in the flesh.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I seen Rab, actually. When was the last time I saw Rab?
Probably the last time we recorded in the studio.
It would have been London.
You were in London with Games Master, of course it
Christ,
was.
It
will be good to get together. So get your tickets now. The details are for the Eventbrite. You can search it on Eventbrite, or you'll get all the details for tickets in the link on the description below. So get that done now. Get your Wrestling Daft Live tickets, and we'll see you there on the 26th of February. And also, if you sign up for the Patreon before the Royal Rumble, we're having a watch-along on Saturday night. I'll be hosting it. On the Discord, all the chats about it, there's a whole bunch of us going to watch the Royal Rumble on Saturday night. I will be horribly drunk, no doubt, because I'm going to Edinburgh all day to watch Falkirk versus Edinburgh, and then I'm coming back home to watch the Rumble. So I will be steaming, no doubt. So join in the Wrestling Daft watch along for the Royal Rumble this Saturday, and you can only do that by signing up to Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft.
There you go. Right, John, been nice talking to you, so I'll see you next week on the show. Take care, all the best, remember.
Grado, you're just rushing off. Right, John. Right, before we go, we've got to ask you who you got for the Rumble. Cause you...
Oh, for fuck's sake, the Rumble. I don't know. Cody Rhodes.
Bookie's favourite. He's absolute favourite. Few people have been in touch. We asked you who you've got for the Rumble. Do you think there'll be any surprises, Grado? Who would you like to see?
Chris Jericho.
Jericho turn up at the Rumble would be amazing. That wouldn't happen, would it?
You never know. He done the documentary, the Stone Cold podcast, but you never know. I doubt it, but it would be good. It would be nice.
Wacky to be says Cody. Andy says Cody's too obvious. He'd rather went for Sami Zayn. Think Sami Zayn's got a chance of winning it?
Maybe. He's got a chance.
It would be amazing, but I don't know if they'll pull the trigger on that. Jordan says Cody and Oscar with her Kana persona. And Paul says PG or Duncan. Surprise appearance for the Rumble win, but we'll wait and see. I love the Rumble. It's the best pay per view, isn't it?
It's the best one. It's always good, but it's always shite if there's any surprises. So I'll watch it if I know there's going to be a couple of surprises up there.
I like to see
Chris Masters. That'd be quite.
That's a great show. Chris Masters wins
because Bobby Lashley does his Master Lock, doesn't he?
Aye, he does a Hurt Lock.
So that would be good.
Chris Masters. I mean, he's never really been used.
No,
has he since he left?
No, I want him to turn up.
That'd be a good shout.
Good guy as well.
I know, it would be good.
Good guy to boot.
It would be good. Are you going to sit and watch it then, aye?
I mean, I'm going to try. I really am going to try since it's a Saturday night, so why not? You've got to take advantage of shit like this, innit? I might ask my pal Woogie if he wants to come up and watch it with me.
I know. Do you know what? I've taken the day off work on the Sunday, but it's that way it works.
Oh, wait, you might be doing Fred McCauley on the Sunday.
I was meant to do Fred McCauley on Sunday, right? But So Fred McCauley was like to me last week. He was like, I said, I'm going to be off next Sunday. But it's that really embarrassing way?
Oh, I tell him he's wrestling.
Why are you off? I said, my wee boy's got he's going to a go karting thing, and you know I'm going to Edinburgh, drinking and all that sort of stuff. But is that Ian Connell, I think, puts up the sketch every year. It's like, I need the day off. It's the Royal Rumble. I need the day off for the Royal Rumble.
I might watch that. It's hilarious. I remember that.
So Rab's comedy writing partner, Ian, always puts that up. It always makes me laugh. Because see if you've got the day off for the Royal Rumble. Luckily, it's a Saturday, so you're away from that awkward conversation with your boss, where you go, I would have liked the Monday off, the last Monday in January off. Why off? Oh, I just got stuff to do. When you're really actually off to watch the Royal Rumble. But as it's a Saturday, that awkward conversation with your boss doesn't need to happen.
That's it. I've saved everybody a redneck.
Absolutely. So look forward to the Rumble. We'll see you on the Patreon if you're going to join us for our watch along. Look forward to that. Grado might even jump in if he's watching it.
If I'm going to be watching it, I'll definitely come in, right?
Rab will be watching it somewhere in New York, and he'll be back on the show next week because he's packing his suitcase tonight, so he can't do it. But listen, please, you can buy wrestling merch still, wrestling daft merch. We'll have hopefully some at the live show. We're looking into that, getting merch to sell at the live show as well. shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. In the meantime, if you want to turn up at the live show with some merch on, or you might get it cheaper if you come down to the live show to be here. That's it. Please rate and review if you're on Apple or wherever you get your podcast. We'd really appreciate that. The 5 stars the last time I checked, by the way.
I do. That's good.
There you go. 5-star podcast you're listening to. Right, Grado. Well, enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the Royal Rumble. And again, apologies for booking the live show that clashes with the old firm.
It's one of the ones, isn't it? It's like, if they win, then I'll be fucking raging because I'm no there. But if they get bait, I'll be fucking raging because they get bait. So it's like, lose-lose.
The second part of Wrestling Daft Live should be fun. Especially when Robin's... Oh, can you imagine if Celtic win?
Well, he still thinks fucking Diddy Agat plays for Celtic. Come on.
Ah, that's true. That's
one of the ones. He's one of the ones. Come on.
Well, there you go. Right, until next week, Grado.
Up the road, it's yourself.